Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, Sinn Féin is among a number of opposition parties that have said there should be a general election following the shock decision by Leo Varadkar to step down as Taoiseach and party leader of Fine Gael. Sinn Féin has said that the next Taoiseach should be chosen by the electorate and not just within the Fine Gael party. Eoin O'Brien is Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest and spokesperson on housing. He joins us now, and you're welcome, Eoin, to the programme. You may or may not have heard Jennifer Carroll McNeill speaking to Cormac just before the break there, and she's saying this is a very democratic process, that Fine Gael is going to choose their next leader.
Well, of course, yesterday, if you'd spoken to anybody in Fine Gael, they wouldn't have even known that Leo Varadkar was about to step down as leader of the party and indeed as Taoiseach. And I think that just shows you the extent of the kind of surprise that Leo Varadkar's actions have instilled, not just within his own party, but across the government. The real issue here is what Leo Varadkar has essentially done today is to say even he doesn't have confidence in his own government to lead that government into the next general election. And on that basis, Sinn Féin's clear view is let the people decide. We've had almost 12 and a half years of Fine Gael-led government, 7 years propped up by Fianna Fáil. And whether it's housing, whether it's healthcare, whether it's mental health care, whether it's support for people with disabilities or special needs, things are immeasurably worse today than they were when Leo Varadkar entered cabinet in 2011 and became Taoiseach in 2017. So
let the people decide. About what he thinks is better. He said that there were things that are worse and or that things that he hasn't done well on and things that he thinks that he has done well on. He didn't say he has no confidence in his own government. He said that he doesn't think he's the best person to lead his party. It's a very different, a very big difference.
If you think you've done a good job and if you think your government is serving the people well, then you lead by example and you lead that government to the election. And Leo Varadkar isn't going to do that. Let's just remind ourselves, when Leo Varadkar entered cabinet in 2011, we had just shy of 4,000 people officially classified as homeless. It's now almost 14,000. During that same period of time, child homelessness, probably the litmus test among some of the key ones for any government, has increased by over 500%. Mm. And during the period of recovery, during the period of economic growth, whether it's waiting lists for life-altering medical interventions, whether it's house prices, whether it's rents, whether it's homelessness, they have all increased and increased rapidly.
And you will get a chance to put your arguments as a member of Fine Gael and your colleagues in Fine Gael, Sinn Féin will get the chance to put the arguments to the people as to why you would do a better job sometime within the next year, because there will be a general election sometime within the next year. So why does it have to happen now?
I think because what Leo Varadkar has done is he's created a crisis for this government. They have two choices. They can either put their propositions and their record to the people, or they can limp haplessly on. I think this is going to further undermine the cohesion of the government that's already falling to pieces. I think it's going to mean that ministers...
There's actually genuinely no evidence this government is falling to pieces. And there's no evidence that this is a government in crisis. And if you have a situation whereby, you know, it's Simon Harris who's chosen or Helen McIntyre or Pascal Dunhill or any one of those people who've been mentioned, they've all been sitting in cabinet alongside the Green Party, alongside Micheál Martin, alongside Eamon Ryan for the last 5 years. They know them well, they know how to work together. What's to say they can't just continue to work together for another year?
And yet, every weekend when I read the Sunday papers, there's more briefing and counter-briefing by one section of this government to the other, trying to pass the blame for the housing crisis, the health crisis, the refugee accommodation crisis onto other party members of government. And here's the problem. What we're now going to have is government ministers focused on the next election, not on the job of hand. And that means crucial decisions and crucial changes to policy on housing, on healthcare, on mental health supports and disability supports won't be taken and won't be taken in the right way.
That was likely to happen anyway, though. Though, wasn't it? I mean, in the countdown, in the last year, in the countdown to a general election, when an election could be called at any time, you know, focus does move, doesn't it, anyway?
I think Leo Varadkar has accelerated that process. And even the fact today that you have the Taoiseach expressing surprise, you have government ministers off the record expressing some level of concern or dismay, you have a third of their parliamentary party not standing and maybe more to come. I think this is really Leo Varadkar saying, do you know what? The game is up for him, but the rest of the government have a choice. go to the people, let the people decide democratically who should lead the next government, okay, or limp on haplessly. And it seems that that's what they're going to do. And I'm not surprised, but it will be ordinary people who suffer. RTÉ Primetime last night showed yet again the enormously negative impact of government failed housing policy on an entire generation of young people. How long are they going to have to wait for the change that's required to deliver thousands of genuinely affordable homes?
Okay.
How long
is
are the people in emergency
ready to
accommodation?
Go, if there was a general election called within the next couple of weeks, are you ready to go?
I will be ready to put up posters tonight and fight the general
election
tomorrow.
Not just you, though. Is the party ready
Absolutely.
To go? Do you have your candidates ready?
And not only are we ready, but the electorate is ready. I'm out canvassing regularly for our local and European election candidates at the minute. People want change. They're fed up of a tired, out of time, right, out of date Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government. Let's put it to the people, not to a parliamentary party, a third of whom aren't even going to contest the next general election.
All right. Onóir Brin, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest. Thank you.